the third word on the cross. Woman, behold thy son. Then he said to the disciple, behold thy mother. Please be seated. Not for an instant did Jesus lose consciousness of the fact that his devoted mother stood hard by the cross, overwhelmed by an ocean of sorrow. The words of the prophet Jeremiah, applied to her centuries before, no doubt were in his mind. To what shall I compare thee, or to what shall I liken thee, O daughter of Jerusalem? For great as the sea is thy desolation. Gladly would he have spared her the awful anguish of bearing witness to his barbarous execution. But such was not the decree of Providence. She was to be the co-redemptrix to atone for the sins of the world, and like the Redeemer, she must go down into the deepest and darkest valley of pain, grief, and sorrow. We need only bear in mind that love is the measure of grief, and as no mutual love was more intense than the love of Jesus and Mary for each other, so never was there a sorrow more immense to afflict two hearts so intimately one. Jesus is truly the man of sorrows, Mary, the mother of martyrs. Of this world's goods, he had nothing to bequeath, but his grateful heart overflows at the memory of her solicitude for him in the stable of Bethlehem, in their exile of Egypt, in their poverty of Nazareth, in their privations during his public life. Ignoring the ravages of his own tortures, he wishes now to provide for the remainder of her earthly life and confides her to the tender care of his favorite apostle. Woman, he says, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to his home. Sons and daughters, learn from your dying Savior how to love, honor, and obey your parents. After God, you owe all to them. Bring joy to their hearts. Comfort them in sickness and affliction. Aid them in poverty and distress. Cheer them in the loneliness of their declining years. Pray for them during life. Be ever mindful of them in Mass and Communion when they sleep the last long sleep. And you, fathers and mothers, never lose sight of your parental obligations in this world and your reward in the next. When Jesus said, woman, behold thy son, he referred to John not only as an individual, but as a representative of the entire human race. It was as if Jesus said, thou art my true earthly mother, I am thy true earthly son. My life is drawing to a close. Thy work for me is done. As I have received from thee my sacred humanity, so do thou now receive from me another humanity. Every individual in the human race represented in the person of my most beloved disciple, John. As I am King of heaven and earth, Father of all the faithful, so shalt thou be the Queen of heaven and earth and Mother of all the faithful. I am the Good Shepherd, the fountainhead of all mercy, but I am also judge. If my children hesitate to throw themselves on my mercy, they cannot hesitate to abandon themselves to thy maternal and all-compassionate heart. Be their true mother. Let no one call upon thee in vain. Through thy hands I will pour out all the treasures of my grace. Woman, behold thy children. To you, dear children, Jesus addresses the words, My son, my child, behold your mother. What an ineffable consolation for us to know that just as Jesus Christ is by nature the eternal Son of God and the earthly Son of Mary, so we, by adoption, are the children of God and spiritual sons and daughters of Mary. Have you always been a devoted child of this good mother? Have you always endeavored to love, to invoke, and to imitate her? Have you counted that day lost in which you have not honored her? When you felt forsaken by all, depressed by mental and physical sufferings, assaulted by the devil, have you surrendered yourself unreservedly to her maternal care? If not, from this hour, here at the foot of the cross, be resolved to take her into your heart and to your home now and always. Let your unceasing prayer be, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me now and at the hour of my death. Amen. Prayer to be worthy children of Mary. Please kneel. O my dying Jesus, what untold generosity thou hast not shown towards us, poor sinners. Thy excessive love for us knows no bounds. It was not enough for thee to have offered thyself for us on the cross in the midst of unspeakable torments, but thou hast also wished to give us thy own dearly beloved mother. How wondrously wise, how sweetly tender is this invitation of thy holy love. What sinner, though his sins be as numerous as the sands of the sea, what criminal, though his crime be as great as that of Judas, can now become dejected or disheartened when he reflects that he has so merciful a Savior and so loving a mother in heaven? My Jesus, I thank thee for so great bounty, but here on earth, where I have so many miseries to encounter, so much weakness to overcome, I can thank thee but feebly and imperfectly. But when I reach heaven, as I confidently hope to do, through thy infinite mercy and the all-powerful intercession of Mary, it will be my joy and gladness to love thee as much as I am able, and with my dear Mother Mary and all the angels and saints, to praise and thank thee for all eternity. Amen. Remember, O most sorrowful Mother Mary, that in his dying moments thy divine Son has devised that thou shouldest be my mother. Unmindful of thy own martyrdom at the foot of the cross, thou didst accept me, a great sinner, as thy child. Truly, he that is mighty hath done great things to thee, not only in designing thee to be the mother of his divine Son, but also in making thee the mother of all men. The mercy of the Lord is from generation to generation, since in thee we have gained so kind a mediatrix and intercessor. All generations shall call thee blessed, because all owe to thee the life of grace and eternal salvation. With most loving and grateful heart do I take thee for my mother. To thee I consecrate myself, with all that I am and all that I have. I love thee with my whole heart and hope to love thee for all eternity. But my enemies are so strong and I am so weak. Thou knowest how often I have sinned and deserved hell. Thou must obtain for me the grace of sharing in the merits of the death of Jesus, thy beloved Son, whom thou didst see bow his head and die on Calvary before thy eyes. O Queen of Martyrs, O powerful Advocate of sinners, help me always, and help me especially in the hour of my death. And when I am in my last agony, and the demons strive to make me despair at the remembrance of my sins, abandon me not in that dread hour, but be near me, and speak words of confidence in my soul, and obtain for me the grace of final perseverance. And should my speech and senses fail me then, and I am unable to invoke thy name, I call upon thee now, Jesus and Mary. I recommend my soul to you. Amen. Please stand. O thou Mother, fount of love, touch my spirit from above. Make my heart with thine accord. Make me feel as thou hast felt. Make my soul to glow and melt with the love of Christ my Lord.